Today?
I'm going to get a 7.
And tomorrow?
Well, I think I'll say 6 for the weekend.
Okay, and 6. All right. And Debbie, welcome back.
Thank you.
How did you do on Wednesday?
I got a 3.
Okay, and Thursday?
I got a 3 all week.
Okay, and then your goal for today?
At least a 3.
Okay. And tomorrow?
The same. You know, if I could just, yesterday when I was at Tops, I meant to grab one of their little things, and I forgot. It's where you write down what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be perfect. Then it would be journaling.
Yes.
And I forgot it when I left. So I'll be a 4 as soon as I start doing that.
Yeah, that's a fairly easy thing to do.
I know.
It doesn't have to be anything official, just a piece of paper and pencil.
I know. I don't know why I have a hard time. Oh, I might start and put one thing and then skip a day or whatever. I just don't know why it's so hard for me to get in that habit of doing it.
Well, I could tell you a story about that if you want to answer. You really want an answer to that question, or is that a rhetorical question?
Sure.
You really want an answer?
Sure, if you're nice to me.
Like I'm ever mean to anybody. My husband did an interesting thing last night. We talk every night, and I asked him last night, well, we take turns giving a spiritual thought, and I told him last night it was his turn, and he said, well, I don't know if this counts or not. He said, but I've been thinking about all the things that have been going on and thinking about things between us and just thinking about you, and he said, a scripture came to my mind, so I decided to follow up on it. And I said, and what was that? And he said, well, it was this one on a virtuous woman. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? Her value is above rubies. And he read that scripture, and he said, you know what? He said, that defines you. Every part of it, that is so you. He said, it even says she loves snow, and you love snow. He said, I never knew that was in the scriptures.
That's
great. Oh, that's sweet. So, see, somebody thinks I'm nice, and he knows me pretty well.
Yeah, he probably knows you better than anybody.
Yeah. So if I can walk out on him and he still thinks that about me, that says something. So I won't be mean to you, but you probably heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to give you a real specific application, okay? And that is that there are two parts to your brain, okay? There's the animalistic part of your brain, the lizard part of your brain that all animals have. We all share it. It is the limbic system. It's also called the subconscious mind. It is just, follows orders. It is where our emotions and where our feelings and where our habits reside. When we learn to do something new, we learn it in our conscious mind. Well, I'm going to call that part of the mind that is the habit, emotion, habit part of the mind. I'm going to call that the horse. And the part of your mind that is the conscious, rational, reasoning, logic, thinking, learning part of the mind is the rider. All right? Well, whenever you do something automatically and don't know why you do it and don't even hardly remember doing it, it is the horse that is doing it. The horse does all kinds of things for us. The horse drives our car most of the time if we let it. And our horse is so good at driving the car that we don't even have to put our brain to work driving the car most of the time. Our brain can be talking on the cell phone or listening to music or listening to tapes or doing all kinds of things. Our rider can do all those things while the horse is driving the car. And we like it that way. When the rider has to focus on driving the car, we get worn out. We get really tired. And so, like in a snowstorm, for instance, you can't afford to let your horse drive the car. You have to be consciously thinking all the time and really in control. And so we get all worn out when our rider has to actually drive the car. If we were to go to England, our rider would have to drive the car, and the horse would be complaining the whole time. I want to drive the car. We need to do that alone. I just, you know, we had to, no, you just calm down. I'm doing this, and I don't like it any better than you do, but I want to get there in one piece. You know, that kind of thing. So, it happened to me twice this last week when I was so into letting my rider, my horse drive the car that my rider just wasn't even focused on the fact that I needed to put gas in my car. So I ran out of gas the other day on my way back from my trip, and I almost ran out. My light came on, and I was down to 0 miles left yesterday, and I made it into Liberty Lake to get gas, but it was a close one because I wasn't paying attention because my horse was driving the car. So whenever something happens that's out of habit, we just do it, and we don't know why we do it, and we don't know how to fix it. It is our horse doing it. Our horse is, we've just given our horse, our rider has given our horse permission to do that thing. So sometimes that horse is like a stallion, just really stubborn and wild and hard to get control of. And sometimes it's just as gentle and well, you know, well-behaved as you could ask, and that really depends on how the rider trained it for that particular task. So if your horse has learned some bad habits, which in this case it has, or it needs to learn something new, which in this case it does, then that happens in the rider. It is the rider that has to learn and practice that new habit and make it happen. And until the horse has it, then the horse will automatically do it. So your rider, in this case, a conscious decision has to be made by you that this is how I'm going to set this up to get into a pattern, to get into a habit. And what I did to make that work for me was to have a pad of paper, the small journal, that doesn't really matter what it is, but a pad of paper stapled together, there were several pages, like a month's worth, and a pen sitting where I eat most of the time, which is at the bar in my kitchen. I have a placemat there, I have my salt and pepper there, I have a stack of napkins, and that is where I sit down to eat. That is also where my scriptures are, that's also where my favorite magazine is. I mean, when I sit down, since I live alone, I often read while I'm eating. And I also have my pad there. So the first thing I do when I sit down is to jot down that meal, anything I've eaten since that, the last time I wrote things down, you know, since like maybe I was in the car and I had a Zone Bar or something on the road. But whatever I had, it gets written down the next time I sit at the bar. And since I do breakfast, lunch, and usually dinner at the bar, the only thing that's left is snacks on the road or something like that. And on that piece of paper, I have a place for keeping track of the nutritionals, and I always do those in the morning. I have my nutritionals laid out in yogurt cup lids for the ones that I take, and so I look over. When I sit down, I look over on the counter. Is my yogurt cup lid empty? Yep. Check, I did my nutritionals, you know, and for that particular meal or that time of the day, my nutritionals are taken care of. Like my water jug, is it halfway down or a third of the way down, or, you know, how much water have I consumed? And I look at that and I check off my water, and I look down at my feet, do I have my cardio strides on, did I take my walk this morning? You know, I only need to write that down once a day, but it's right, just checked right there. As soon as I have done that, I've trained my horse that the first thing I do when I sit down is to check off that list. And then as soon as I've checked that off, then I can do the things that I like to do, like reading, you know, while I'm sitting there. But before I can read or do a Sudoku puzzle or look at a magazine or anything else while I'm sitting there to eat my meal, I have to check off that thing, and that's how I've trained my horse. Here's that piece of paper, here's that pencil, and that's what the first thing is. When I am on the road, when I unpack my travel case with my computer in it, it's one of the things I travel. I put it on the table next to my computer, and I check off the things I've done for the day, and that's where I put it in the hotel room. Take out my computer to check my email, out comes my little pad of paper and my pencil. I mean, my computer comes out, that comes out, and it sits beside it. It is how I have trained my horse to deal with that. And so it happens, first of all, at a conscious effort because your horse doesn't know it. And your horse has got other things in mind to do when you sit down. your horses, you have trained your horse that when you sit down, you do this and this and this. And so that's what your horse wants to do. And your horse will not change. You cannot retrain that stallion. You know, in this case, when it's being stubborn like that, it is a stallion. It says, this is the way we do things. We sit down and we eat. We don't write. We don't have paper and pencil there. And you say, You know, the rider has to say, no. That's, you know, we're changing this. We're not going to do it that way anymore. Now we do this. And a way to get that into your horse is an affirmation. When I sit down, the first thing I do is journal. When I sit down to eat, the first thing I do is journal. And you just tell yourself that. When I sit down to eat, the first thing I do is journal. I like keeping track of this. This is an easy point to get. And say that. I like keeping track of this. This is an easy point to get. I like keeping track of this. This is an easy point to get. Now I can see what I'm eating. Now I understand why I've had a problem. I like doing this. This is an easy point to get. You say that to yourself until you believe it, until your horse buys it. And once your horse buys it, it's obedient. It will do whatever you tell it to do. But the rider has to be the one to tell that horse what you want done. And it's done through repetition, constant, spaced repetition. That means throughout the day, over and over, you're going to say that. Until it is a habit. How long does it take to make a habit? About 21 days. So for 21 days, your rider is going to have to take over at whatever the point is when you decide to do this. If that having it on the table doesn't work for you, or having it on the bar because of whatever reasons, you spill things all the time, or you don't like to have stickiness on a pencil, or you can't tolerate that, or whatever, then you have another routine. You know, whatever that routine is, it could be when you sit down in the bathroom, you just have it there, you just have a little small clipboard and a pad when you sit down in the bathroom, and that's your spot. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter, but you're going to retrain that horse. This is what we do when we sit down in this place. It might be before you turn on the TV. You know, before I turn on the TV, I have to do my journaling. Before I sit down in front of the TV, here's my pad of paper. I leave it on my chair. You know, there it is. There's a clipboard. I can't sit on that. My clipboard, my pad of paper, and a pen. Before I turn on the TV, I have to write this stuff down. I mean, it is a routine that you tell yourself that you make yourself do. And it is, Jim Rohn says, by every little discipline affects every other discipline. Just the discipline of writing it down, of getting yourself in the habit of writing it down at a specific place, at a specific time, before a specific event, on a consistent basis. So you have to think, what's one thing I do every day? I always do it. You know, one thing, same place, same time. No matter what's going on in my life, I always do this one thing. And then you're going to change it. Before I do that one thing, whatever it is, whether it's eating or watching TV or using the bathroom or crawling into bed, I will journal. And some people use the idea of a rock under their pillow. And the head hits the rock, they know, oops, I got to do something first before I can put my head on the pillow. Personally, I can't do it at night. I'm a morning person. That's when I have my energy. So I need to do things that I'm going to do before evening. Once the sun starts to go down, my ability to focus and get things done wanes. So my habits have to be well trained in order for anything to happen at night. I mean, I've got my prayer routine down at night. I've got my nutritional routine down at night, and I can do those things. But if I'm really tired, I forget to take my nutrition sometimes at night. I just crawl into bed and I haven't done it yet. Because I'm exhausted. That's not the best time of day for me to be in a routine that has to happen, is at the end of the day. And I know myself, and I know well enough that's a tough one for me to break into, is that nighttime thing.
Yeah.
Because my focus isn't there. So it is finding your time and stating it. And what I'd like you to do to help yourself is to tell every one of us what time of the day that's going to be and when you're going to do this. Because once you tell other people about it, we'll hold you to it. And
yeah.
You know that that's true. does this make sense to you?
Yeah. Yep. Developing a habit. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. So what time of the day are you going to do this thing?
Well, for me, it would be easier to do it I go to bed.
Okay. And
not
so where would you put your little pad of paper that you're going to put together to do this? On a clipboard or a loose piece of paper, or how are you going to set this up to organize for success?
Yeah, clipboard sounds good.
Okay, a little clipboard. Do you have one or do you need to get one?
No, I have plenty.
Okay. Do you have pencils? Pen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if I get off the phone and email you the small journal, can you print it?
Yeah.
Can you cut it?
Yeah.
It comes two to a page. You can either leave it uncut or cut it, but you have the ability to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so you can put that little journal page together, and you can put it on a clipboard, and then you're going to put it on your pillow?
On my pillow? Well, I don't...
Where are you going to put it?
I was thinking on my sink.
On your sink. Okay.
Either my sink or my pillow. I'll see what ends up easier.
Yeah, well, you got to think about this, because if it's by the sink, it might get splashed with water and get pretty messy. And
no, I have a further place to see.
You have a safe place to put it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, on the counter.
Yeah, and where it'll be seen. And where you'll do it. Okay. So,
Mag water.
Yeah, okay. So you choose that place, and then you put it there, and I will email it to you as soon as I get back. Now, I know that you've given me your email address, and I know I had it written down at one time to send you something, and I also know myself well enough to know that I don't have that floating piece of paper anymore. So I'm going to have to try this again and see if I can make this effort to get this done. So bear with me and forgive me for being so disorganized and busy in a thousand different directions, and give me this one more time.
Well, I'll give you another one because it's easier.
Okay.
Deb, D-E-B,
uh-huh,
underscore,
uh-huh,
spine, S-P-I-N-E,
uh-huh,
at yahoo.com.
Okay. .com. It's an attachment, so you can get attachments through Yahoo. Fine. It'll be just a small journal page, and I'll go in and find that, and I'll attach it and send it to you.
Okay, that would be cool.
Okay, and then you will have that, and you can get that point, and it is a matter of training your horse. So, you know, and don't forget the affirmation. That's a big piece of it. That's how you train your horse, is with affirmations. Okay,
right.
That's a piece of it. One piece of training your horse is visualizing yourself doing it right, seeing it just before you go to bed. See, it's that even if you blow it, visualize yourself doing it right. Visualize yourself getting up and writing that thing down. You know, and catch yourself visualizing yourself. See yourself doing it. Feel the pencil in your hand. Feel the numbers going on the page. See the page getting filled out. Visualize yourself doing it, and then affirm that, you know, I like doing this. This is so cool that I can keep track of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is such an easy point to get. Say that to yourself several times during the day, and then visualize yourself doing it. And those two pieces, the affirmations and the visualization, will help to drive it into your horse to the point where your horse will want to do. The horse wants to do what the rider tells it to do, but the rider has to tell it to do it often until it's trained. So you're going to train your horse.
Okay.
Do this thing for you. All right?
I could do that for other things, too.
Oh, absolutely. This is totally transferable to everything in your life that you need to change. And this is what I teach, and it works. I don't teach something just to be talking off the top of my head. All right?
Okay, we'll do the best I can.
Okay. Now, we have about 2 minutes left to our call today. Does anybody have any recipes that they tried this week that they're just dying to share with us?
Not me. I haven't tried anything.
Okay. How about you, Mary?
The only thing I've been doing differently has been I purchase already cooked turkey from Rosar's.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut it up, and I put it in little baggies, and
uh-huh,
I've been eating that for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I have my protein. I take it out of the freezer, and that's what I have.
Good.
Yeah, and that's just easy, just real easy to do.
What are you doing for your carbs then?
I have steel-cut oats, a third a cup of that, and then I have a cup of blueberries, and that's my balance. My nuts, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you've got a good routine. And see, I like the way that you're thinking outside the box. And most of us would say, what, turkey for breakfast? You know, but you guys are learning because I keep on drilling it into you.
No,
I've
learned that from you, to think outside the box for breakfast. And then the Abravanel diet, because I am a pituitary person, it says to eat not turkey, but
poultry.
Ground beef in the morning, or
right,
something really heavy in the morning, and then graduate off by the end of the day with maybe an egg kind of thing. It says do a heavy beef thing in the morning or buffalo thing in the morning, and then noontime has got to be something like a turkey or chicken, and then evening time has got to be much less than that. It's got to be
like your egg or whatever.
It got to be my eggs. That's when I have my eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, see, you know, I love it that you guys are listening, you know, and opening your minds to try different ways of putting things together for your own health. That's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And good for you, Mary.
Thank you.
It's amazing the things that we can do, isn't it?
Yes, it is, when you think out of the box, yeah.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Getting outside the box and understanding, hey, you know, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, we're going to miss you, so you're yes, traveling to where again? Tell us again.
This week is Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave Sunday and I go to Cleveland. And then Tuesday is Columbus, Ohio, and Wednesday is Dayton, Ohio, and Thursday is Cincinnati, Ohio, and then I fly back home Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And a week from today, I'll be back on the call. And then the following week, I leave Sunday, and I go to Virginia,
mm-hmm,
and Washington, D.C., and Maryland, and that's when I meet Cindy on Friday of that week.
Well, give her a big hug for us.
Yeah, I will do that.
Tell her we miss her on the calls.
And
as far as the, are you going to be able to sightsee in Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's what I'm doing with Cindy. Yeah, we're gonna go to the aquarium, and we're just gonna do some. She's gonna take me around and show me some stuff there, and then Saturday I travel home, and then I leave again Monday morning to go to Las Vegas, and I do Las Vegas, Ontario, Anaheim, and San Diego.
Honestly,
and then I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
So. And
well, you have to have energy to do all that, Jackie.
Well, without this program, I would never be able to do this. At my age and and with what I've been diagnosed with, there's no way I could do this.
How old are you?
I'm 62.
Wow. Well, you sound younger.
If I tell people that, they're always amazed.
Mm-hmm.
They just, no way, you can't be. And I don't look it, I don't act it, I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel it either.
People are always amazed when I tell them that. And
mm-hmm,
so, you know, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the things that I choose to do, I figure I'm only halfway to the end of my life. I've got a whole 60 years ahead of me yet, and of active doing things. So that's the way I look at it. So my life is just beginning. I mean, I'm certainly not done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not declining.
When you said you live by yourself, you mean because you travel a lot, right?
I'm legally separated from my husband. He lives in Yakima, and I live alone with my puppy.
Well, so, Jackie, when are we going to meet you?
I don't know. I tend to be rather reclusive. When
we were
going
to have a thing at my house, remember?
Oh yeah, I've got it down. What was that tonight?
It was.
Yeah, it's tonight. I'm supposed to be at your place tonight.
Yeah, and I didn't have any of the girls because you and I haven't talked. So I figured maybe we'll do it another time.
It's on my calendar.
But
you don't have it. you don't have anything going, then, I mean...
Not really, I didn't tell anybody.
When I put it on my calendar, I just look at my calendar, and I go where my calendar tells me to go. So, you put me on your calendar, you figure I'll be there.
Oh, okay, well, we hadn't talked about it, see? And when that usually happens, it's like my last rendezvous, my party for, you know, the mall.
Uh-huh.
Nobody came because there wasn't a follow-up. And, of course, I was fighting depression for a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, Debbie, I'll erase you off my calendar for tonight, and the next day that I have on my calendar when I could do something is Saturday the 7th. So you can, the 7th of April, you can put me on the calendar for Saturday the 7th, and I'm available. I don't leave till Sunday the next day to go back to Virginia. So I have some time. You can put me on the calendar, but you've got to set it up and make it happen.
Okay.
Then you have to tell me, put me on the calendar.
I'd want all the girls. You hear, Mary?
Say that again, though.
April 7th, Jackie would come to my house.
Yes, I heard
and,
that.
And we could see her face, actually, and, you know, just talk about different things to help us grow in the zone and everything.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you plan it, and then you email me, and I've sent an email to you now with this Lifestyle Journals page. I sent two of them. The first one, I was sitting here while we were talking, correcting the little green lines and red lines and stuff. So the second one is corrected. The first one is just got some funny spaces in it and stuff. And I can't change the numbering at the bottom of the page for the second page. The first page, the points to check off, has 1 through 10. The second page, the points to check off, has 11 through 20. And the computer did the numbering, and it won't listen to me when I want it to go 1 through 10 on the second page. So know that 11 through 20 is really 1 through 10, and forget that part. But you have it, and now because you have that, you'll have my email address, and you just I check my email on the road. So email me with the time and the directions on how to get there, and I will be there.
Okay.
Okay, so you set it up and tell me what you need from me.
I'll look at my calendar when I decide to get my bottom out of bed.
Yeah. you make that happen. You get that horse under control, Debbie. It's time.
And I'll talk to the girls in the morning.
All right.
And that rendezvous meeting, I thought it was tomorrow.
It is.
At 2 o'clock.
That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Oh, that's 2 o'clock, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, we'll talk to you.
Thank you, Jackie, and
you're
welcome.
You have
a wonderful trip.
Okay, hi, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Mary?
Yes?
It's 1 o'clock, not 2 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.